Please welcome Adele Vernon.
Hello. I don't think I'm an alcoholic. Anyway, I didn't grow up on this continent, so I've had to learn a lot of good stuff. Well, some of it's good. Anyway, after I'd been a dancer for 50 years, my body decided I need to do something else. And so going from one pursuit that was very low financially in providing for my welfare, I went to another one because I was used to the lifestyle, I suppose. I studied photography. And though it was fascinating, I've actually never made any money out of doing it, but I've had a lot of fun. So when I enrolled in this brand new photography school in Victoria, I had to get my first camera, and the students, who were all wonderful, young, pimply people, they showed me how to put the film in, and I was on my way, and I graduated top of my class. Well, I think it was because I was so old, I didn't have to keep falling in love and getting distracted. So I'd already done that and been divorced and done a few other things not really worth mentioning. So anyway, the time came for when I graduated and I won the scholarship, which was $250, and I bought film. And then I spent the winter around the Mediterranean using up all that film. When I got back to Victoria, I went to say hello to my friends, the staff. And there weren't a lot of staff because they used to bring in teachers who were recognized in their particular specialties. Yeah, I've learned not to say specialities. they were wonderful teachers, and so they were going to have a game. And like most people, unlike most people, I have a lot of bad habits. And one of them is saying yes when someone asks me a favor, and I don't know what it is they want me to do. But I'm always open, you know, something new is okay. So when they phoned me and said, would I like to play softball on the staff team against the students? And I thought, softball? Doesn't sound bad, you know. I could cope with that. And never having been into sports at all, being a dancer meant that I was physically really in good shape. Well, except when I sprained my ankles and did things like that. So anyway, I said, okay. And so on this Wednesday afternoon, they had told me I needed a glove. And I said, well, I have lots of gloves. So no, there's a special glove for playing ball. Okay, so my dance partner said he had one, he'd lend it to me. But that was only one, and it was for the left hand. And so I asked around, and someone else said they had one, but it was also for the left hand. So I only had one glove. So I got to the park that they'd booked. I'd driven there and parked, and I got there, and everybody else was there. And so there wasn't much time to sort of figure out anything at all. So when they found out that I didn't know anything about the game, they told me I could be the pitcher. Who knew? So anyway, when I found that I just needed the one glove, it was okay. And the pitcher's mound was this pile of dirt with a hole in the middle. And I fell into it twice before I figured out I should pitch from in front, because that's felt a lot more comfortable. So I was pitching just like that. Underhand, everything was underhand. So the students weren't used to these very soft balls, actually. It really hurts when you catch it in the other hand. It was not soft. So anyway, we did very well. You know, I kept pitching these soft balls to them, and they would hit them, and one of the staff would catch it. So in no time flat, they were out, and because I was the pitcher, I had to go bat first. We hadn't had time to practice that. So anyway, I picked up the smallest bat that was in the heap, and I stood there ready to go. You know, I'd seen how the others did it, so I knew that I had to somehow connect, and I did. I was so surprised. I stood there, but then I run, and then a couple of other guys said, "Don't throw the bat, Adele." So I didn't. I hung on to it. And I belted down the line there to the first base, and the guy saw me coming, and he got right out of the way. So I was safe. You know? And so then I continued around, and I'd still had hold of the bat, because I didn't know what else to do with it, you know. So anyway, there I was, finally getting back onto home base. And then it was my turn to pitch again. And so we had a few innings like that, and it was really fun, and we were winning. That was a big surprise for the whole staff. The students weren't really happy with that. And so anyway, I kept pitching. And after I'd caught the ball in the right hand, I really would have liked two gloves. I decided that I really didn't want to actually be anywhere close to the ball. So when I pitched and the guy hit it, and it hit me on my left knee, it hurt. It really did. And well, what I didn't tell you is that when I ran into that first baseman, because the second time I got to first base, he stood where he was. He didn't get out of the way again. And I ran right into him, and it bent my glasses, gave me a black eye, cut my nose, and somebody then came along and pried my fingers off the bat. So that's when I figured, somehow or other, you had to get rid of it. But anyway, when I pitched again and I got hit on my left knee, that was the game for me. And I couldn't drive my car because it was a standard and I couldn't use both feet. So I had to sit where they had the cooler cooling the beer. So we used the ice to cool my knee and I drank the warm beer until the game was over. And that was okay. And eventually the students won. And I think it's because I stopped pitching. Because somebody else came along and did the pitching, and they were much better at it. They were throwing them fast, you know, really. Anyway, how was I going to get home? So there was, you know, who's going to take Adele home? So there was this one guy volunteered. He would drive me home. And it was quite an erratic drive because he was too young to drink beer, so he wasn't going to be part of the party. So anyway, it wasn't until we got home that I found out he didn't have a license. So, and then a couple of days later, I found out that I had two broken ribs. So I figured that I'm just not the kind of person to play ball.